kind of want to give you a little perspective. I'm kind of wanting to share some announcements now because we've told our congregation to stay home, and we've also told them that to be praying for this service. And of course, we do have some that have come. We turn nobody away, but just want to update you. I know you pray for us. Keep the prayers going because we have been an essential ministry. We've been on the front lines. We've kept our facility open so the first responders and so forth can use our facilities. But we've been under a siege of people that have confirmed flu, confirmed shingles, and confirmed COVID. And we know our hospital, two floors in one of our major hospitals, have been filled to overflowing. They're turning them away. One of our firefighters, most of the team, they can't find firefighters because they have confirmed COVID, many of them hard. And the one that works with that is dealing, he thinks it's flu, but it's still a challenge. we did have exposure in our front office, so I'm telling people to stay a distance, but we do believe that what the Lord has laid on my heart is very important for you to hear and to understand how powerful the God that lives in you is, and then to challenge you, like I will today. Now, I'm encouraging you that normally come to cell groups during the week. They have been canceled this coming week, and probably even next Sunday I'll bring a message and not encourage, just so that we keep people in this safety mode. But I would encourage you that pray with us or slip in to pray during the week, still pick that time, that 12 to 1, and you know how we pray here, and continue to pray with us from wherever you're at, in your home, at your place of solace. And we will believe for the agreement of prayers that will come forth. But we are under a shield of faith, under a siege, and we are going to come out victorious. Amen? Amen? This will be our best year ever. How that works out, God knows. So praise God. Last 2 weeks, Pastor Mike brought two, I thought, very key messages. One was that you've seen me at my worst. Well, Shield of Faith, those of you that are home know, wow. Because I know many of you are struggling because some of you are being very challenged with your health. And so this is for you too. This week I spent one day calling everyone I knew that was dealing with this. And we prayed on the phone, but we're going to get at it again because we'll grow not weary in doing good. Amen? So, and then Pastor Mike shared on getting back in the fight. Well, it's hard to get in the fight if you're being challenged, but we are to challenge. Having done all, we continue to stand and we prepare ourselves for the fight. But I was drawn to do this. I always love to see what Jesus says. And so I'm going to start with a scripture in John 21, and I'm going to begin reading at 15. This is after Jesus is resurrected. And I like to hear what he says because he's the same today as he was back then. Amen? And he says, so when they had eaten bread, he's getting ready to restore Peter. And we know Peter had denied Jesus three times. He says, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And of course, he says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Then he says the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said then, tend my sheep. And then he said a third time, Simon Peter, do you love me? Now, one thing very important, I think, you know, Jesus renamed him Peter, but he's emphasizing him, Simon Peter. It's kind of like I'm reflecting when my mom wanted my attention. It wasn't just Weldon. It was Weldon Lewis. And I think the Lord wants our attention that in the midst of our storms, we're to do our best to tend to the body of Christ. And that's what we're doing this morning. We're tending. And these were his last words out of his beloved John sharing to the church. Jumping to Matthew. Last words from another author that the Holy Ghost anointed. And this would be Matthew. And he's finishing his sayings. He's been resurrected. And this is what Jesus' red letters in Matthew 28 says. Beginning at verse 18, all authority is given to me in heaven, because we know that's where he's heading. And then on earth, he says, go and make disciples of all nations. It says, baptizing them, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe the things that I've commanded you and realize I am with you even to the ends of the age. So our challenge today is the Lord is still with us. And how is he with us? He sent us who? The Holy Spirit. So you have the Holy Ghost, whether you're struggling today in whatever area, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's why the challenge, as Jesus was checking out. Now, notice the word go, because I want to read it in Mark. Again, the scripture into Mark chapter 16. The Bible says, those of you, he's already again resurrected from the dead, and he's a believer. These are the believers. And he's telling, Mark's sharing what the Holy Ghost is telling him. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and this is baptized in the body of Christ. That's the blood. These signs are going to follow you if you believe. Now, believe, when you look at it in the Greek, pistitio means trust in, cling to, rely on the Lord. It's not just believe. In English, we translate it believe. Well, the devil believes, but the devil doesn't cling to, trust in, rely on the Lord. But believers are. Our source in the midst of the struggles and the fights and the warfares that we're going is all on us and who's in us and the power that God gave us internally to take authority. Remember, all authority was given to him. And then who did he give that to? Us, the body of Christ. We have all authority. And so we're going to exercise this again. And I know many have already been doing that. But again, after he says these signs are going to follow, he says go. I like the emphasis on go. The Greek word for go means to move, travel, depart, journey, or walk. I think many times people think, oh, I got to go to China, or I got to go to Russia, or I got to go to Brazil. No. Go, you go where you live. The early disciples, when they got set and set out two by, where do we go? Go from where you came from. Where do you start? My challenge is in your home. So that's what we're going to do today, because most of you are in your home today listening and keying in. And I'm telling you and encouraging you that Jesus' last words here, which are not his last words because the Holy Ghost puts us in remembrance, is each and every one of you, you've gone, you go, you're in your home. Who's in your home? Maybe husbands, maybe wives, maybe children. Maybe it's you go, but you've got neighbors. Maybe where you work, you've got employees. But wherever you are, he's not telling you you got to leave the nations. You can, but the emphasis is to realize wherever you go, the Holy Ghost and the power of God goes with you because you have all authority. Amen? So, and then he goes on and he says this. And they went out and they preached. Now, the word preach says shared, taught. I think a lot of times people think they got to be a preacher. We're to share what we know with others, and that's what we do. And people want what we got when they see what we got is something that's exciting. He says, and it will... It says, the Lord continue to work, confirming the word through accompanying signs and wonders. Those of you that are with me today, but those that are tuning in, we need the power of agreement released today. There is a power of agreement, and I'm hooking up with you. There's no distance in the spirit realm. And how I know that? Because the same Holy Ghost I got lives in you, and so the same unction that we're getting, the anointing that we're getting from within, you're getting. And we're going to agree in the power to break that off. Many of my beloved congregation that are fighting that good fight of faith where they live, we're going to break that off you. You're going to be freed in your home, but also those around you that you know, your loved ones. You know we cover you every week in prayer as we go down, those that have called this their home. And it says, and he confirmed it with signs wondering. So, my question is, he says, these signs shall follow. They'll lay hands upon the sick, and that's the area I want to look at. And it says, we'll even pick up serpents and demons, and they will not harm us. Well, I'm here to tell you that the enemy hates our guts. And that's this Chinese virus, and that's this attack on our nation that we've been standing in the gap. It looks bleak, but God says all things are possible to those that trust in, cling to, rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing today. So it may look bleak in your circumstances today. It may be, oh, the doctors just said you got the virus. It's all right. We're standing with you. We're believing with you. We've already had many that have already recovered. So stand fast and know the power that's in you is being amplified and released today. Yeah. Laying hands on the sick, many times people get religious. They think we got to have some super giant man or woman lay hands on them. My Bible says, if you cling to, trust in, rely on the Lord, these signs follow you. So how do we lay hands on the sick? All week and the week before on PK, because she's dealing with shingles, laying hands on her in the name of Jesus, laying hands on her because I walk there, I live there, and I speak loose the power of God. And same way with you all. It's not a, if you get to be a giant. No. If you're a believer and you trust and cling to and rely on the Lord, you got the same power within you. Someone says, well, I've done it and it didn't work. Let me just give you the parallel that the Lord showed me. We know Michael Jordan was a pretty good basketball player, and we know that he practiced hours and hours and hours. Do you know his practice didn't make him perfect? It made him better, but it didn't make him perfect. The only one that's perfect is Jesus. What I'm saying is when you practice laying hands on those around you, you get better. And if you don't ever do it, you don't get better. To be a star or to be successful in anything, you have to practice. That's why we challenge people, practice getting into the Word. The more you practice it, the more it becomes real. And so the key is, if you haven't done it or you're embarrassed to, start laying your hands on your pets. I remember Kenneth Hagin one time said, you know, I just felt this unction, but I was nervous about sharing this good news. So he would go out in the barn, and he would begin to preach to the hay bales. And then he would preach to the animals. Whatever you got to do to increase your belief, if we, the body of Christ, realize the potential we have within us, we would see a whole lot better results. But it's coming. Because in the right hour, God is raising up the church. Amen. And we are part of that church. We are part of God's generation. Practice doesn't make you perfect, but it makes you better. And what I'm encouraging, because we've had so many come under this challenge of health, that this is the day and the hour. The enemy would love to silence this message and not go out. I believe you know friends. I believe you know others that need to tune in. You need to tell them, tune in, get this, so they realize who they have inside them and they exercise or begin to practice laying hands on themselves if they're alone or on whoever. Because it didn't say you weren't to lay your hands on yourself. If you don't have anybody else in the household, it's like when I get up, that's what I've been doing when all this has been going. In Jesus' name, I'm the healed of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because this anointing I have, you have, and we are signs follow. And if you don't see something right away, you don't determine right away. The Lord does. It's like last week, I think Pastor shared about the persistent one that continuously came before the Master complaining, finally, out of frustration, okay, I've had it, I'm going to do it. Well, the Lord's not that way, but he knows there's patience that we need to develop in our lives. Yeah. So sometimes there is a season that we go through. But this is what the Bible says in James. And this is what I'm going to release today. This isn't gospel anymore. This isn't transitional scriptures. We love what Jesus said. But when he imparted that to his disciples, this is what came across to one of the beloved disciples, James. Verse 13 says this, is anyone among you suffering? Okay, look at me, you that are tuning in. You may not be suffering today, but I'm telling you, there are a number that are suffering here at Shield of Faith, and there's enough in Saginaw suffering, and there's enough relatives of those that we know suffering. My prayer list that we have daily that's coming in is filled to no more room, and it will continuously. So there are, and the Bible says, is there anyone suffering? Let them pray. First of all, my challenge to you, as you're believing God for your miracles, that you will hook up in the home and begin to pray. Maybe you can't pray an hour, but pray between 12 and 1. If you got the Holy Ghost that with the evidence of tongues, pray in your prayer language. We'll get into more of that maybe next week. But right now, I want to focus on you implementing this Holy Ghost that's in you and begin to lay hands on yourself and others and believe God for the breakthroughs. Why we go through what we go through, I don't know. All I know is this, just because you're going through something doesn't mean you got less faith, doesn't mean that you got less power, The Bible says, many are the afflictions of righteous men and women of God. What are afflictions? It could be health. It could be family issues. Who knows? But the Lord delivers us out of them all. Well, if we trust in, cling to, and rely on the Lord, and He loves us no matter what, but we've got to implement His truth. It's kind of like we don't have, not because He doesn't want to give, but we have to do our part. Everything reproduces after its own kind, including the Word of God. If we never implement laying hands and then expect we're going to get the results, they call that in my training in counseling, psychology, was that that's like crazy. Do the same stuff over and over again and expect different results. Insanity would be the word this society. And so we're going to encourage you to start laying your hands and declaring your household whole. Yeah. And don't do it one time, little dab. Do whatever you got to do. Soak your home or whatever, your situation. And it says, are there any sick amongst you? I remember having one of my earlier elders come up to me, Pastor, I felt guilty saying I was dealing with sickness because it almost sounds like in the movement out there, if you're sick, you don't have faith. And I says, that's sad. I'm sorry that's the way religion has come across. But if that was the case, we wouldn't need to put these scriptures. There's going to be times when people will go through sickness or go through accidents or go through serious issues. And if that happens, this is the remedy. And the Lord says, let them call for the elders of the church, pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Now, this is what we need to understand. I may be an elder here in Shield of Faith, but you could be an elder because you're the overseer in your household. And there is no distance in the spirit realm. Remember Jesus, when he had somebody came up to, it was the centurion, says, oh, my son is sick. He says, oh, you got to, Jesus says, okay, I'll come see him. And what did the centurion say? Just do what? Just speak the word. So you don't have to be there. I don't have to be in your living room. You're in your living room. The same Holy Ghost I got is there. And when you do what I do and what I'm challenging you to do, you have the same authority because Jesus said he gave us all authority over all the forces of hell. And by no means it shall harm you. So encouragement today that when it looks bleak, it's not bleak. I love the Lord. He doesn't play 9-inning games or 4-quarter football games. He plays as he's preparing his church to win because he's already defeated the enemy. And he's told us to go in and occupy on what he's already done. We're America under siege. But I like what it says in Mark where it says, "And go," and he worked through ongoingly. Let me finish up. And prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise them up. And if they've committed sins, he will be forgiven them. Because we have that authority even. People have come under judgment or whatever. And we have the ability of their repentance to forgive them. You need to be forgiven. You're not being beat up or going through whatever you got because you don't have enough faith or you don't think. Just know this. God loves you more than anybody else on this earth. And he's got a plan for you to get you through this. And right now the rally is grow not weary while you're doing good in your home. For the Lord says in due season we shall reap. So this due season, I believe, is closer than later. And the force of hell that's attacking us is not natural. It's demonic forces that have been set in stage to disrupt what God has planned. And he says, we have authority. Luke 10:19 says, I give you all authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. And it says, nothing will have an effect on you. Nothing will prevail. He's given us to take authority. And we are going to take authority as a group, as a corporate anointing, but also for you to take authority over your households in Jesus' name. And in 1 Peter, I might not even on the handout, which probably most of you didn't even pick up, which is fine. 1 Peter chapter 5. And this is what Peter lays out. He says in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is walking around roaring like a lion seeking whom he may devour. And this is what the Lord tells the church. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing, this is cool, knowing that the same sufferings are being experienced by the brotherhood in the world. This Chinese virus and that is not just affecting America, it's affecting the world. And I hope those brothers and sisters in other countries are taking authority over their situation because there's no distance. The Lord said that. Be vigilant. The enemy hates our guts. It's okay. He's on the losing team. We're on the winning team. Amen. And we're going to exercise that. Amen? Amen? So it brings me to this. I'm going to ask Mike to prepare the chauffeur. I found it very intriguing. I know some of us had to worship at home today. That's what I did. My wife put on the worship songs that she knows I love, and I worshiped and got stirred because I knew that I'm binding the enemy in fetters of iron. But I'm going to read a scripture out of Joshua. We know the story. And let me, before I even go to Joshua, let me tell you a few other stories. Jehoshaphat, outnumbered. Didn't look like there was any chance. What did Jehoshaphat, what was the Holy Ghost telling him to do? Get the trumpet blowers. Get the worshipers out. And as they begin to worship and praise and shout, the Lord literally defeated the devil. This is what Joshua, who was under attack, under siege, didn't look like there was any chance with Jericho. Way more posed them than was with them. And this is what it says in verse 1. Jericho, we could say that Saginaw, is being shut up because of the body of Christ. And this says the children of Israel. The Lord said to Joshua, and he's saying it to all you Joshuas that are tuning in. See, I have given Saginaw, or your community, I have given it to you because of the mighty men and women of valor. Saginaw has been given to us because of the mighty men and women of valor. But he said, this is how it's going to work. And they had directions on obedience to go around 6 days around the city. But every day they were to get the trumpeter out. And they, of course, we know the last time, as they kept quiet, that last time they shouted the walls down. So I'm going to encourage you in your homes. I know some of you, this may be a stretch. I'm going to ask the shofar. I'm going to ask everybody, if you can, stand to your feet. Before we pray that individual prayer, I'm going to ask you, if you have the ability within you, just shout the wall of opposition down. And we're going to believe in Jesus' name that it's coming down. I've called for the trumpeter. It's an all-out attack upon our city. And Jericho is not a special city any more than Saginaw is. And we're going for the victory. And I'm believing your cities, wherever you're from, are going to be free too. Yeah. So sound the shofar. Sound the trumpet of God. And thank you, Jesus. Jesus! We shout the walls down in the families, in the homes. In Jesus' name, Lord, break every wall. Break every opposition. We say every demonic force be bound in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And this is what the word says after they shouted it down. It says it was not just for those that were called the men of valor, but it says it was to make a way for all the rest of the body of Christ, those that may not have been trained up. This is not a shield of faith thing. This is a body of Christ thing. And this is a rally to cities across our nation to stand up and to be who you are and take authority over your region in Jesus' name. Now we're going to practice. Practice makes better. If you're dealing in your household, well, let's do this even before we practice. Just put your hand on you just as a type. You want to do it on your chest or your stomach, that's fine. And just make a declaration. It's the meaning behind it. But say, Jesus, thank you that you created me for this day and hour. Thank you, Jesus, for sending me the Holy Ghost. I call myself anointed. I call myself full of kingdom. And right now, I tell the devil, because I belong to Jesus, and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, get out of my life. Get off my family. Get out of my home. Get out of my community. Wherever my feet go, it's mine. Jesus has already won the battle. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name. Now say this if you're dealing with sickness or disease today, or you maybe came and you've been exposed. Say this: thank you, Jesus. I lay my hands upon myself. If you've got someone in your household that's dealing with it and you're not, lay your hands on them. I as an elder of Shield of Faith, release that same release that you have in your household to be a mighty woman or man of God, to release that upon your own household. And do this, say, Jesus, I lay hands upon those that are sick or struggling, and I call them healed by your stripes. Right now, every virus, every symptom, cease. Get out of their bodies. They're free, they're whole, and they're the healed of the Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, that my life and my family is surrounded with a shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, if you believe God, don't let up. Do not say one time, Michael Jordan didn't just play basketball one day and give up. You be persistent. You get up in the morning, thank the Holy Ghost that you got another day, and thank Him that I'm the healed of the Lord, and get up the next day, and then get up the next day, and continuously make it be a way of life. Benny Hinn one time in Good Morning America taught how important it was to recognize that you got the Holy Ghost, and he was teaching people to say, "Good morning, Holy Ghost," because remember, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us, but the Holy Ghost is with us and will never leave us. So it's okay to say, "Hey, Holy Ghost, you that brought the kingdom, you that brought everything that pertains to life and godliness, thank you for being a part of my life and help me free others." Shield of Faith is not just planted just to take care of our own personal needs. It's to be a blessing to others. I'm telling you right now, I know that God's raised us up to be a light here in Saginaw, and I believe wherever you're from, you be the light to that. But I know that we will win. I know we are winning. But I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's struggling with whatever they're going through, that you're comforting them. And right now, they're being surrounded with your peace and your joy, which is kingdom. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. And all of us in agreement. Amen. Sound that shofar again. And you're released to be all that God's created you to be. God bless you. I love you. I'm sorry some of you had to go through whatever, but I know God is with you and you will get through it. And we will stand with you in Jesus' name. Amen.